Wenn man in Verona in Italien keine Kippen hat, kann das unter Umständen tödlich enden. Dieses grausige Schicksal traf einen 29-jährigen Mann. Er wurde nämlich von Rechtsradikalen zusammengeschlagen, weil er ihnen keine Zigaretten geben wollte. Heute Abend tritt in der Rockstation in der Hafenstraße unter anderem die Band Los Fastidios auf. Sie kommen aus Verona und können uns mehr über die Situation dort erzählen und natürlich auch über ihre Europa-Tour, die nämlich gerade am Laufen ist. Jetzt spreche ich mit einem Bandmitglied. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Sorico. Yeah, fine, thanks.
So, Los Fastidios has been called a skinhead band, is it right?
Yes, not really all skinhead member, but yes, we are really involved in the skinhead movement. We are a punk, rock, oi band. We play also a touch of ska in our music. And yeah, but since the beginning, we are really involved in the anti-fascist skinhead movement.
Okay, so what does this perception skinhead means to you?
To be skinhead, to be proud about the skinhead culture. It means the multiracial skinhead culture. Well, we are really proud about the roots of this culture, because we really think this culture is the first subculture of our century, who mixed different cultures, different races, and it's a really culture coming from the street.
So how is it for you, just with this background, to live and to work as a musician in Italy?
Sorry?
How is it for you to live and to work with this background of skinhead thing as a musician in Italy?
Yes, so our life in Italy is not so easy, because for me, I live in Verona. It's a really fascist town, so it means for me to be every day on the barricade, because I live in Verona is the most fascist town in Italy, where the Nazis are really organized. And I live in Verona. I have an anti-fascist record shop based in Verona. And, you know, for the music, we play not really metal music. I mean, in Italy, also playing punk rock music is really difficult. It's not easy. It's not like in Germany. In Germany, I think there are more culture about music. A lot of clubs, a lot of squats, a lot of youth center where you can play. In Italy, yes, there are the same, a lot of squats. But it's not so easy. It's, if you check in our website, you can see we play more in other countries than in Italy. But anyway, we try to promote in the best way the anti-racist, anti-fascist skinhead culture in our country. And we are an independent band, and we are really proud to be independent. And but at the same time, we are in the last years, we are really growing up in Italy, and so our messages is really important. Our messages are right to the people, and they're really important. The messages of our songs arrive to the young generation. And this is what we wanna do. We wanna do. This is our attitude in music.
Yeah. So I've heard that Flavio...
I hope you understand everything.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry with the people, with the audience, because my English is not so perfect. So, if you understand something, please tell me. I try to repeat.
I think I understood the most of you, the things you said. But I've heard that Flavio Tosi is from...
Oh, Flavio Tosi!
He's from Lega,
great.
Lega Nord, and he's the mayor of...
You know my town, so
yeah.
Yes, Flavio Tosi is the mayor of town. Is a really fascist person. Is he was elected last year in the last elections, and the situation since last year is really difficult. You must think, the mayor is Flavio Tosi, a man, a really racist man of Lega Nord, who had in the past already some. problems for racist actions. And in the same list, they say it means in the same town government, there is also the bass player of a really famous bonehead Nazi band in Verona called the Gesta Bellica, the band, and the name of this bass player is Andrea Miglioranzi. The situation in Verona is really, really difficult. You must think, last year, the propaganda for the elections was only against our squad, against the immigrants, against the Roma, the Gypsy, the Roma people. And when they won, the first thing they did in our town was to evicted our squad. Because for them, the first problem in our town was our squad. It was a place of culture, place of a meeting place for all the people, for young people. It was a really important place for our town, and but for them it was really, really dangerous. So the first thing they did was to evict it, and to be sure we cannot enter again inside, they destroyed with the bulldozer our squad. And then they started with a lot of fucking strong, really strong laws against immigrants and against all the poor people living in our town. They are, you must think, in the last months, there are not only normal police, carabinieri in the town, but also the military are walking the town, asking for documents. The people is a real situation. It's like a really repression situation. It's terrible, terrible. But at the same time, there is in my hometown, there are a few people working a lot against this situation. We are few people, but we are really, at the same time, we are really strong, and we reply. Really hard to their ex.
Yeah. So the whole situation for political activists in Verona seems to be very difficult.
Very, very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. But at the same time, we promote a lot of situations, a lot of demonstrations, actions, and because they destroyed our squad, but they didn't destroy our minds.
Yeah. So, but your European tour starts today, if I'm right informed. What are your expectations for your tour?
Yeah, it's not really a big tour. We are playing not a long tour because we are working in this period. Also, the new album will be in studio, I think, in the beginning of the next year. The new album will be out in the middle of the new year. Yes, but for us, start every show, every tour is always really, really, and is every time is really because we are a live band. So you can understand for us when we can start with our van and tour around everywhere in Europe, it's a great emotion. So every gig is a party. So all the people listening us in this moment, they are you are welcome tonight for another great party.
So thank you for your time, and have a great concert at the evening at the Rock Station. I think 20:30 starts the concert.
Yeah, I think we are five bands tonight. I think we play third. There are five bands. It's a really great festival, the October Revolution Festival. And the first band will start, I think, yes, around half past 20, something like this. And we will be the third band play on stage tonight.
Okay, so then have a good night. A great
thank you
concert.
Very much. Thank you very much.
Have fun. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you for the interview. We are waiting for you for the party.
Okay. Would be great. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.